In the intersection of 49th and Burke in Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood is a bright orange ladybug. It stayed there since summer, rain or shine, and it isn't likely to move since it's painted on the street and takes up the entire intersection and then some. A friend of mine, a visiting nurse, ran across it the other day and asked me, "What is that about?" That's the reaction most people have. The answer is in Portland, Oregon, where in 1996 the City Repair Project was born. Like Alice, who fell into a rabbit hole only to find herself in Wonderland, I went to Portland and found an entry point into a world of sustainability, of painted intersections and mobile tea houses, of house recycling, natural building and permaculture projects, of cafes filled with bright, enthusiastic young people, and sidewalks dotted with organic-looking structures sculpted of a clay-straw mix called cob. Many projects are highly visible, such as the facade of Our United Villages building at 36th and Mississippi. The facade is a grove of trees and benches made of cob. City Repair's program coordinator Hindi Iserhot and Mark Lakeman, one of City Repair's founders, describe the effect on people.
That's the rebuilding center of Our United Villages, and actually that structure that we're looking at is entirely made out of earth and masonry, otherwise known as cob. It's the second permitted commercial application of cob in the United States that we know of, and certainly one of the largest cob structures, at least in the state of Oregon. Say you have a so-called mainstream person driving through a Portland community, and they see one of these apparently outlandish constructions. It seems to be very interesting. They don't really understand what's being expressed, but they know there's a story. So they either get out of their car and they ask some questions of the community, or it simply goes with them to wonder, what in the world was that?
It's a snowball effect, in that someone does see a project that's been done, and it influences them in some way, makes some sort of impact, whether it's an uncomfortable impact or a pleasurable impact. They definitely leave a site being affected, and then that in turn starts this change within them. Then a lot of times they call our office and they want to know how they can do a site. And that then begins the process.
So one might see a mural or a logo or a symbol painted on the surface of the street. What else?
Yeah, as people are approaching these intersections, they'll see that people have created places to sit or kiosks, sculptures, mosaic walls, cob walls, trellises. They'll see a celebration of place that is kind of aggregating around the intersection. A repaired intersection, in our opinion, is one where the community has become creatively engaged with itself, usually for the first time in its entire history. People have started to do something in a coordinated, constructive way that is outward and expressed in the commons.
The point of this public awareness is to create a shared public vision of what can be. Hindi Iserhot and Mark Lakeman describe their vision.
I definitely don't think of it as being a future, something out of my grasp. I see it right here, right now, that we are actively creating the world we wish to live in right now, instead of hoping for someone to come and make the change.
I think it's to live in a context that isn't characterized by problems or characterized by anxiety. And it's to live in a different sensibility, to not feel an urgent tug every day to try to address what's wrong, but to live more in a state of mind in which things are more going right than wrong.
It's dancing and laughing and talking to people and being nice and sharing. I mean, it's a culture of cooperation.
The projects also demonstrate that citizens don't have to wait for city-sponsored public works projects to solve problems.
One of the biggest issues that I see in Portland is our water system here, in that the storm water and the sewer system are combined together in Portland. And if there is a heavy rainfall, which happens many times a year, the system itself can't hold all of that and ends up backing up into the river. And so one of the things that a lot of our projects have addressed is that water issue. We've been creating bioswales, which are basically ditches that have plants growing in them. So the water then is diverted, goes into these ditches, is filtered, the plants actually filter out that oil through the root systems, and then the water goes into the ground, which is the natural cycle anyway.
Coming up May 18 through the 27th is City Repair's biggest event of the year, the 10-day Village Building Convergence. The convergence attracts people worldwide and focuses on the ecological design of public urban spaces. It's an exercise in community building and not just construction. For more information, contact cityrepair.org. For KBCS, this is Tom Allen.